Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Christ sends us his Spirit. Today we're going to look at John chapter 14, starting at verse 25. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I wake up every day with the intention to orchestrate peace in my household filled with three little girls, one golden doodle puppy, and one working husband. I try to set the tone with gentle voices, clear routines, and a prayer whispered over breakfast. But some mornings, peace feels like a lost cause before we even leave the breakfast table. Maybe you step into the classroom ready to share Jesus, to offer structure and safety, to love each child well. But again, there are the tantrums, the noise, the unexpected needs. You try to stay calm, to keep your cool. You try to be peace. But how often do we end the day asking, did I do enough? Was I patient enough? Did I reflect Christ at all today? The truth is, we want to be in control. We want to fix things, smooth things over, make everything okay. But we can't. And that leaves us feeling anxious and exhausted. That's the law, isn't it? It shows us we're not enough. It shows us our pride, our impatience, our need to be our own savior. The law reminds us that the peace we're trying to create on our own terms won't last, not in our homes, not in our classrooms, not in our hearts. But Jesus offers something different, something better. On the night before his death, Jesus looked into the fearful eyes of his disciples and gave them a promise. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Because Jesus lives, that promise is for me and for you today. The Holy Spirit has been sent. He lives in you, not because you've earned him, but because Jesus died and rose for you. The Spirit is your helper, your comforter, your reminder of the truth. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are never alone. Jesus' peace doesn't depend on how well the morning goes or how smoothly the lesson runs. It flows from the cross. It's sealed by the empty tomb. The world gives fragile, fleeting peace. Jesus gives peace that holds, peace for the anxious mom, the tired teacher, the child of God. Because he lives, his Spirit lives in you, and that's more than enough. We pray together. Jesus, thank you for your peace. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to be with me every moment. Forgive me for the times I try to find peace in my own strength. When I feel overwhelmed, remind me of your promises. Fill my heart with your Spirit and let your peace guide me through each day. Amen. A hymn to consider is Christian Worship number 593. Holy Spirit, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the gloom of night away. Turn the darkness into day. Holy Spirit, love divine, cleanse this guilty heart of mine. In your mercy, pity me. From sin's bondage, set me free. Holy Spirit, joy divine, cheer this saddened heart of mine. Fill me with your heavenly peace. Let it grow and still increase. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.